Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Marin.
And I'm Jessa.
And we're all back on Hump Day to talk about Mission Impossible 2, the John Woo movie. Welcome back, everybody.
Two Mission, Two Impossible.
And we don't have any more McCloy nipple, so
no, thank
we're not going to have to talk about, thank God, other things. This minute begins with the doc walking away from McCloy, thank God, and ends with Ethan giving Naya a pep talk in the dark.
Oh.
Hey-oh. That's not what it sounds sexier than it is.
I don't know. Is a pep talk sexy ever?
Sexy. My wife always has to give me a pep talk.
Oh, there you go. Touche.
You guys get some good minutes because in the first 15 seconds, we get our first mask of the week.
Oh, it's great. It's glorious.
Yeah.
How do they film those masks? Like,
magic.
Okay. Yeah. They have Imagineers do it.
It looks great. Like, even, you know, it's seamless.
It's a three-step process. First, Nikovich does the move. He walks up and does the move.
Okay.
Then they have another person, probably not Tom Cruise, do the same move in a, more of a rubber mask. And then they also have a green mask where they do it. And then they also have Tom Cruise do it at the last one.
Oh.
And they basically, and it also the Tom Cruise at the end of it is when he's pulling it off, he actually has a mask in his hand. So he's pulling it off, an actual mask.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nikovich starts.
I thought they just cut their heads off and took the mask and put more. Yes. Tom Cruise wore a flesh mask.
Yeah,
it's Buffalo Bill style.
I wouldn't put it past him.
But yeah, they basically composite together three or four different things. If you look at it like second by second, you can really see Nikorovich's hair becoming the fake hair of the mask, and it's just a digital edit. And it's when you look at it frame by frame, it's pretty lame, and you can tell. But it's not bad.
Yeah, totally. When I'm watching at normal speed, I don't see. And I'm not trying to look for it, I guess, but it looks great. And this isn't Second Impossible. This is Minute Impossible. So we're not worrying about the seconds.
Yeah, that's a different show. You shouldn't watch that one. It's insane. They're never going to finish.
Yeah, on episode that's 23,420.
Yeah, we're 1.5 minutes in. It's tedious, to say the least. This is also the second time, because this is our second mask of the movie so far.
So far.
And it makes me so happy because this was the first movie, and you guys are seeing it again, and we haven't seen it since all the way back in the second week of the movie. No, in the first, second week of the movie. The distress of the human that is underneath the mask. I think a lot of time on the TV show, when they took the mask off, well, one, the mask wasn't always as elaborate as this, but when they took it off, there wasn't much going on underneath. Like, they'd gone through makeup again. And like looked all coiffed and ready to go. I like that when they take the mask off in this movie, at least you're always like, "Gah!" like they've taken off something that was like killing them on the end. They're all sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
They look like shit. Like, sorry, I don't know if you can say that, but
you can now because they said the word in the earlier episodes.
Oh, okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like they got to get a spa treatment now to get these clogged pores taken care of.
Yeah.
And I like that his hair is disheveled in a weird way. It's like
sticking off the side.
Yeah, and those details were not in the first movie.
No. But he also didn't have that hair in the first movie either. He had that sort of like little buzz cut thing going.
His hair is tight. Ridiculous.
It was tactical tight, remember?
Mm. Yes.
And now it's lavish and loose.
Long, lavish, legend long. Loose. If he has loose hair, there's something wrong.
So maybe someone punched him in the hair, and now it's loose.
Marin, your hair should not be loose, dude. You're not drinking enough calcium. Something's going on with you.
I don't know what to tell you. Drink your calcium,
Marin.
I gotta drink my calcium supplement.
Oh my god. And then he comes out. Nikorovich takes off his mask. It's really Ethan underneath. Dun, dun, dun. And he's wearing the cool voice Band-Aid underneath. And then he says, yeah. I've seen all I need to see. And this great transition happens where we go directly from his really intense face to really intense face of Sleethen.
Before we get to that, he does do like, he does the voice transition too.
Yes.
He does the, I've seen Rip all I need to see.
Because they need to remind us that it's a voice tape thing.
Yeah, which apparently can change your accent.
Yes.
It's magical. It's just does anything you need it to do.
Well, they explain it in the third movie pretty well. Because they don't explain it in this movie how it works, but they explain it in the third one, and they explain it again, I think, in Fallout as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A nice little reminder there.
It is nice, and I'm happy that this movie's made it more visceral, for lack of a better term. Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Well, I think if anything, the biggest takeaway for this film and what it's done for the franchise was allow it to move forward technically in a way that the first movie wasn't even able to. I think, you know.
Yeah, I think the first movie could have thought in its mind wanted to be cooler, but remember, it had problems just doing that oversized watch.
Exactly. You know,
having to do the digital watch that they like watch stuff on, they had to make a big watch, kind of like they do. You know how when the Mogwai in the Gremlins movie, they had to make big Gremlins so they could show detail. So they do the same thing. They have to make things bigger because they can't actually put a TV screen the way they wanted to. I'm showing you like it matters.
No, they couldn't then. They can now.
Yes.
Now they're real.
Yeah.
Well, now, or you just have a green screen on it, like
a green screen that does it, yeah,
and just put it at it later. That's, we don't care.
But anymore. I mean, I do think that this film, out of all of them, really solidified the quote unquote cool factor of the effects that they're still playing with now.
I agree.
That they didn't have that. Were it not for this movie, we wouldn't have that, and we wouldn't definitely have the whole Tom Cruise trying to kill himself thing with the stunts.
Yeah, this movie, he still hasn't really tried to kill himself yet. Hopefully that'll happen later in the movie. But yeah. there's still nothing in this movie screams he definitely did that live and it was taped. And
outside of the beginning.
Right.
On the mountain.
Right, the mountain. Yeah, but that only makes me scared because I'm afraid of heights. Most people are like...
That makes everybody scared because it looked like he was going to fall.
Yeah. Did that scare you too?
Yeah.
When I saw it the first time it did, yeah.
Okay.
It didn't make me. It didn't make me quite as sweaty as the fourth movie on the building. That was that made me real. It gave me the foot sweats.
It wasn't like when I watched. You know, like it was much different than when I watched like Cliffhanger. I never thought, oh yeah, that's really Sylvester Stallone up there. But like watching this, I'm like, that's really Tom Cruise up there, and I know it.
Mm.
And it looks like he's going to kill himself. You know.
Well, they transition. They transition from his. After he rips off the tape, they transition from him with his furrowed brow to another Ethan holding Naya. So this whole time...
Wait, another? Is it a different Ethan? Do you know something we don't?
Yes, it's Sleethen. Oh, Sleethen has reared his ugly head again since the beginning of the movie, and Sleethen is Ambrose in an Ethan mask.
Oh,
doing
wow.
That
spoilers for tomorrow's episode.
Stupid eye smolder.
He does, yeah. it's
back me up. You didn't like that eye smolder?
Ugh.
It's good.
It's as Rob would say, the Thetan eye smolder.
It is.
Oh yeah, yeah
he's
yeah.
definitely looking at your Thetans at this moment.
Exactly.
It makes me laugh because it is like the I'm playing a bad guy, so I'm gonna look down.
Yeah.
Towards
he's eye acting, and they even add the music cue to make sure, just in case you also didn't know. They're like, like they added like a menacing guitar lick,
and also he's staring straight into the wall. He's like he's doing like a smolder to a wall that he's like staring right into as he's hugging Naya, I guess.
Well, she's happy to see him.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course.
She thinks she's getting to leave, and that is some good acting by Thandi Newton. She's like, her panicked. She's like, wait, I thought you were here to pick, because he gets there and he's like, no, you can't leave yet. And she's like, what do you mean? You told me that we were getting out of here. I thought you were going to collect me. I was so relieved.
Wow,
like,
Thandi Newton, are you in the room with us? Oh my goodness.
She's so scared. And that she plays that so well, because you would be too if you were told to do. oh, by the way, go sleep with this guy who you hate and is a murderer and insane, and we're going to try and catch him. But, oh, plans changed. We're not really leaving. I need you to do everything.
Now just do everything he says.
Do anything he says.
Oh, my God. Ugh. It's so bad. You're like, oh, no. This is bad. This is just gone.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then when you find out it's actually Ambrose, like, oh, he's the worst.
The script is basically the same. There is a little more of Naya talking. I think they edited that out. And it's where she says, Ethan, you know what frightens me most when I'm with him? The thought of never seeing you. How will we get out of here? So that was just...
Thank God they cut that out.
It's not all gems. It was much better transition.
You mean isn't it all gems for Robert Towne?
No, that man does not write gems. He writes poopies. And they're not.
Well, I think after the 80s, he started writing poopies. In the 70s,
yeah.
He did.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, he did Chinatown. Great. He's great. Everybody was great at some point. Steven Spielberg's almost come out against Netflix, so we got a lot of problems going on, right? A lot of our heroes are having problems.
I don't got a problem with that. He's right, as far as I'm concerned.
He is right.
Netflix
but
is TV.
He should have said it the way he said it.
Doesn't matter. It's TV. Unless it's in a theater, it's TV.
Oh, Chris, you're a snob. You're a snob, Chris.
If Netflix wants movie awards, they got to play their movies in a movie theater.
Well, I agree. I agree with that.
They can do them day and day. I don't care about that. But they got to be in a movie theater. Because if not, go get an Emmy.
I agree.
What that's for.
I do agree.
Or a cable Ace Award.
They still make Ace Awards?
No, they don't. I don't think so.
All right. I remember Arliss used to win a lot of cable Ace Awards.
Yes, they did, which is crazy to me.
Anyway. Moving on. Back to the minute. What do we think about Tom Cruise's tactical outfit?
It's a good turtleneck.
It looks like it's navy, not black.
That is true. The hat looks black, kind of. But the shirt looks...
It's the lighting on it, man.
Blue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going with blue.
On my TV, it looks black, but I got that stupid 4K HD.
Do you want...
It looks black to me.
Do you want a tactical outfit to be black, or is navy blue a good color? Does that blend in even better?
He's around water, guys.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm thinking.
But his pants are also, like, green, so it doesn't really matter.
It's just really not matching.
No.
That's the real problem. That's the real crime here.
Yeah, come on.
Sleethan.
No fashion for Sleethan, man.
Come on.
If it was really Ethan, he would have a fashion sense.
Yeah.
Sleethan does not.
That's his
Of course, you know, later on, Ethan does wear the exact outfit later.
You're saying you don't like his smolder? I think it's great. The intensity all through the scene
is
so fun. Do you say, Marin, are you saying you don't like it?
I don't know if I like it or not. It's entertaining.
Okay.
I don't know if I can take it seriously, but it's entertaining.
It's no Paul Walker acting, though, I tell you that.
Oh, well, yeah. I do, like, we'll talk about this tomorrow, but, like, the way that Tom Cruise has decided to play Ambrose as Tom Cruise is interesting.
Yeah.
I think he's playing him pretty well, because Ambrose is not the best person as an actor. So,
sure.
I think Dougray, though, when he does take off the mask, he's so far beyond what even I think Tom Cruise's range is going to be normally.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
Tomorrow in the reveal, we'll see what he really looks like under there. But this minute is one of those minutes that I completely forgot when I originally watched this again. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. That's not him. It literally came to me right when they took McCloy and he was in there and the doctor was in there. I was like, wait, this is the scene where Naya comes out. I'm like, oh my God, I completely forgot this twist, this M. Night Shyamalan twist that no one saw coming.
Whoa.
To use your vernacular.
Yeah. Now you're speaking our language.
From your movie. Jessa, were you surprised?
That it was a lot of mask reveals in a very short amount of time. So that part, kind of, was surprised. Like, I didn't realize that was the Mission Impossible thing, where you just do mask reveals all the time.
That kind of is the thing. They play around with it later on, I guess, a little more, and keep sort of switching things up, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one really, really played with it more than I think the first one had. And I know a lot of people kind of wrote that off to the face-off thing because of John Woo, but But I think the old shows always did it too. They always had them on the old shows.
You think, like, speaking of Face Off, like if Face Off just had this mask technology, that would have been much easier. Like, yeah. Wouldn't that have worked just as well? Like,
yes, than ripping your own face off. Yes,
you think if you have the technology to like switch faces with someone, you have the technology to like build a replica. But no, they had to do it the hard way.
Save it for the Patreon.
That's a little teaser for you.
Go listen to our Face Off episode where Murren brings this up.
Yeah, I guess I can
bring
it up.
Now you have to bring it up. Now you have to bring it up.
Now you got to bring it up, yeah.
Now these episodes are in-universe with each other.
The Wooverse.
The Wooverse. Wooniverse.
The Wooniverse. The Wooniverse. Oh, I like it.
The Wooniverse.
That's one of the names of our episodes, too.
The Wooniverse. Mm-hmm.
How scared is Naya in this? Do you think she thinks she's going to die now? Do you think she feels betrayed by Ethan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's awful.
This is not what she signed up for.
No.
No, she's a citizen thief.
A citizen thief.
Being shushed by Ethan also doesn't feel very in character for Ethan. Yeah. When he's like, shh, 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 shh. I'm like, no, Ethan would never do that to anybody.
It's interesting how they're playing it. Like it seems like he's Sleethin, as you say, doing kind of like doing a different kind of facial expression and playing it kind of differently. They don't give her like a moment of being like, wait, that's weird. Like, why are you acting this way? It kind of she just seems to buy it all the way.
Well, the next minute we do get a little taste of him acting contrary to what Ethan would probably have done in that moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree. I want more Naya in the movie anyway, so yeah, I think at this point she's a victim again.
Mm-hmm.
She's already been a victim for part of this movie, and we're not at the point where she gets back her power, but I really like this scene. I like the way she plays it. I think it was a good scene. So well done, Robert Towne, on writing an actually fun, interesting twist, which I know in 2000 no one was expecting.
Do you think they'll bring back Naya in the series at some point?
No, we've talked about this a bunch. She's best friends with Nicole Kidman. That kind of.
And she was supposed to be back for the third movie, and she was supposed to be the one that he married, but you know, we ended up with that.
And that may not be the only reason she's not in it. She may also not be in it because she didn't want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would also be it would be an odd move, but I just think it would be fun. But
it would be, and we may get her someday. We may get her in like the last Ethan movie, if there is a last Ethan movie where he's no longer the head agent. Maybe we'll get like a cavalcade of people, kind of like we did with Max's daughter in the new one. So hopefully there'll be something. I would love to have her back. I mean, obviously, she's also grown as an actress, so she's 100. I mean, she's good. She's good. She's not fantastic, but she's great now. So mm-hmm. I would love to see her in this role again. I think she could pull it off.
Playing a cool thief.
Yeah, it'd be so much fun to have her cross paths with the IMF again. It would be fantastic. Mm. Well, guys, I've got a bunch of blue turtlenecks. Let's put these on, and we're gonna.
I gotta take my other shirt off first. Hang on.
Oh, why do you have to take your shirt off every time?
Well, it's gonna
nipples, man. Nipples.
It's gonna wrinkle under that tight turtleneck.
Okay. Okay. Well. All right.
Got it on.
All right. Good. While he's doing that, we're going to take a nap. Here we go. All right, we're here. Here you go. Here's your shirt. Oh. I got you a men's small, slim.
Okay,
cool. All good.
I'll show off my nips.
I like a little midriff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
I like that. My wife's been watching a lot of 90210 recently, so seeing a lot of belly shirts, a lot of belly sweaters for some reason. So I'm just like, this is weird and impractical, but it was a thing that they did in the 90s. All right, we're here in the tech
men
of the
app. Wore them
what?
The men wore them in 90210?
No, the women.
Oh, okay. I thought the men.
The women.
Like, really? Oh, okay.
This is when Brenda and... I can't believe I know their names. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to talk about 90210. That shouldn't even be in my brain.
Rest in peace, Luke Perry.
Yeah, rest in peace, Luke Perry. We love you. Let's go with... we haven't done Murren yet. Murren, you are number one.
I'm going to go with that camera in the wall that's doing that close-up of Sleethin.
That's good.
Yeah. It
even lit him well.
Yeah, it's just right there, so you can just like hug Thandi Newton and just look right at the wall, and it's just a perfect close up of him doing an evil glare.
Such a good shot, Chris. What about you?
I'm gonna go with the mask in this one. Not the mask, but the throat band-aid, the voice band-aid. That's what I'm going with.
This one looks different. This one's darker than the one we saw in the first couple of minutes. I like it. It's like circuitry. You can kind of see it better in this one. Yeah. So that's probably going to be the shot of the, I don't know which one's going to be the shot of the, for the episode, the screenshot, but it looks different and I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it may be just that it's lit differently, but I like it. It's also very cool looking because you can see that it's actually like a microchip or something that's in
and
there.
They've not changed it in all the movies.
No, it's the same one that's being used currently. I love it. I think it's great.
It's so great. It was such a good idea. It's like, why don't we just put a piece of tape on them and draw some circuitry and it'll be
like a band-aid.
It'll be like it's magic and it works. And everybody's like, okay, cool. All right, that's good. Jessa, what about you?
I'm going to say the magic of the color-changing turtleneck. It's like that dress. Is it, is it blue or is it white?
Is it black? Is it blue?
Yeah.
That's good IMF technology.
Yeah.
Maybe it just changes color.
Yeah.
It's like hypercolor. Maybe the heat of his body.
It's hypercolor.
Speaking
it's like
of 80s.
It's like a mood color. Ring, but a shirt.
Yep.
I remember those, the hypercolor ones. I remember that.
Were you guys, are you guys old enough to remember hypercolor?
I remember that.
I don't think so. No, I'm going to Google this.
No.
They were shirts that basically reacted to the heat.
Yeah.
So like they were like white, but if you wore them, they had a pattern on them, and the pattern would come out because your body heat temperature would.
Oh, cool!
Change. I feel like that could be slightly embarrassing though. Like,
yeah, if you're a big sweaty pig, yeah, it would. It's not a great shirt. It's not a great idea.
What? No, but they were huge, like in 88, 89.
Oh, I see. Okay. I remember these. Yeah, I feel like I remember seeing.
You wore those with your Swatch watch.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Swatch watches.
And your Coca-Cola sweat top.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, this is showing a lot of like hand prints on shirts.
Because they had darker ones that if you put your hand on it would make a lighter color.
Oh.
Yeah. Luckily I was a little too old for that. I was a little too old
to begin the trading.
Yep. To play with that with those kind of clothes. I did wear a lot of bracelets though.
Oh, well you'd be happy to know that Amazon is now offering them. So
oh, okay. Well use our code. Amazon.com/MinuteImpossible. That will not do anything, in case you're wondering. But use it anyway.
You got to set it up. You have time to set it up before this airs. Make an Amazon link for your show.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that.
I think everybody buys also, off of it. This is also an opportunity for your merch. Use some Minute Impossible hypercolor shirts.
Ooh, Minute Impossible. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's not a terrible idea, but it also is a terrible idea. We're a bunch of podcasters, a bunch of sweaty, gross. Not you guys. You're beautiful, but we're just we're yeah. No. Oh. I do love shirts though. I love merch. Love me some merch. Let me pick mine. Mine is going to be the magic suit that he's wearing because when he takes the mask off, the suit's now bigger. When he was Dr. Nikorovich, the suit fit, and when he's Ethan, the suit doesn't fit. So the head was holding up the rest of the
suit. Doesn't fit, you must not acquit.
Yep. So I guess when you also take off the mask, it deflates all the stuff that makes you bigger and taller. So
yeah, do you think it's got like a technology in there for the suit that adjusts to your size?
Oh yeah, kind of like
pops him up. Your shoulder
puffs him up.
It gives him an extra foot of person.
Dr. Nikorovich, you look terrible. I know I'm not feeling so well. I'm gassy.
And in the Inspector Clouseau version, it malfunctions and he starts swelling up, being bigger and taller.
He's calling for Kato.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Well, good. That was a good one. You guys got your first mask on your first week ever.
Feels good.
Feels good. Well, congratulations. Wear it proudly. We will make sure your shirt says something like, I was on the show and all I got was this hypercolor t-shirt, something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
For my mask.
And a mask reveal.
Yep. We do need to have a mask shirt.
Yep.
Like with someone ripping a mask off. Or just the shirt of Brendan Gleeson's nipples.
Hairy nipples.
Oh, maybe his torso, but it looks like he's on a lollipop. so we can get back to that. But there's no one around him. So we don't have to. And it's just like he's like a lollipop.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think he's a treat.
He is a treat, isn't he? He is a treat.
And then it'd be hypercolor too. So if you get hotter, then he appears sweatier.
This guy's, this shirt is going to bankrupt me.
Oh, yeah.
How much is the shirt? $700 for one? Okay.
Well, there's got to be some Brendan Gleeson superfan out there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that crossover is with Mission Impossible. That Venn diagram's not going to connect. So this is going to be kind of hard for me to get that out there. Go to Reddit. Someone, go to Reddit.com/r/Brendan Gleeson. See if it exists.
It'd be on Reddit. It'd be something like r/Brendan Gleeson's face on a tree or something like that.
Yeah, it would. It'd be hot Brendan Gleeson. Like, hey, I'm glad it exists. Good for you. This is a great place to end. Jessa, Murren, can you guys be back tomorrow?
I accept the mission.
Yes.
Aha. Awesome. Well, then we'll see you tomorrow for Minute 64. Go find us at Minute Impossible, IMF, The Impossible Minute for us on Facebook, and at Min Impossible, M-I-N Impossible on Twitter. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Jessa.
I've been Murren.
This minute will self-destruct.
See you.